Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, we see Sam Lesser basically on a killing spree on his way over to Lovecraft, Massachusetts. Let's pick up right from there.
All right, so we go into the next issue, issue 5. And it starts out with this guy on this boat, the Kelly Link. It's just a little tiny fishing boat. He's trying to light his cigarette. In the background, we see the bus that Sam was on. And then, on the very next panel, we see it on fire.
Which, you know, if there's any survivors, including the baby,
they might not make it now.
Not anymore. This guy's still trying to light his cigarette.
Mother of Mary on the rag.
But then he turns his attention to the bus because the fire is just spreading. And we see Sam walking up the...
He gets in the boat beside him, basically.
Well, he's walking,
he's walking up the pier first.
Yeah, I was trying to remember the pier. Then he hops in the boat and basically tells the guy to, asks if that's Lovecraft Island over there across the bay.
Then he pulls a gun on him. He says, yeah, you should probably start steering. I think I hear sirens.
Yeah. We are back to Lockhouse, or Keyhouse, sorry. And Bode is at the wellhouse talking to... the Echo, and basically tells the Echo that this is going to be the last time I'm going to come talk to you.
Well, first he tells her the knock-knock joke.
Oh, yeah.
Knock-knock, who's there? Who, where are you, my Echo? And then that's not that funny.
I mean, it kind of is. You kind of are an Echo. Although he does say, yeah, knock-knock jokes are stupid. Although the entire time this is going on, he is flipping on the flashlight he brought with him, turning it on and off, which is... funny, because the firefly in the jar right next to him, every time the light's off, the firefly is lit. Every time the light's on, the firefly is not.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun.
They do have an attention for detail on the artwork.
The boat says, but you're not my Echo. I don't know what you are. You said I made you, but I think you were already here. I wasn't even going to come talk to you tonight, but then I was thinking... And at that point, he realizes that the Echo isn't talking anymore. Ask if it's still there. And then you hear the echo of there.
Yeah.
He hears Kinsey yelling for him. Now he's got a couple more minutes to be outside and then bedtime. And as his attention is drawn to her, we see the Echo is crawling out of the well. She couldn't leave the wellhouse. Inhumanly possible.
Yeah.
To crawl all that well.
But I mean, how human is that person anyway?
Exactly. She's not very human.
Mm-hmm. I will point out that Kinsey looks like she's almost saying Bodie the entire time. just the way it's spelled out there.
Okay.
Why would you drag that E like that if it's just
Bodie.
Actually it says booty. Yeah.
It does say booty.
We had his name wrong the whole time.
Oh, man. We go back to Sam. He's having the boat captain ferry him over to the island. The entire time, the captain is still trying to light his cigarette. The captain says, I guess you killed K-I-L-L apostrophe T, all of them on the bus. You aiming to kill me now?
Yeah.
Pan out to where it's just a tiny boat on the water. We hear a bang, which...
We see a bang.
So I guess, actually, just think about it. At this point, the only person that we've actually seen killed was Al. Everybody else, it was killed off panel.
That's true.
Like, we don't see a gunshot. Or we don't see the bullet going through anybody.
Yeah, until the after effects.
Yeah, we see all the after effects.
Yeah, I would like to point out, though, that he was trying to light his lighter that whole time, and then after he shoots him, he's got the lighter lit.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. Kind of sucks. We see Tyler playing with the lighter, watching the news, basically typical news, like nowadays. Yay.
He's just basically taking in a bunch of, like, negative stuff from the TV.
Because that's what news is, I mean, let's face it.
Right.
Because Nina walks in. Ask what he's up to, and he says, just watching the news, waiting for sports. Learn anything new? Nothing I didn't already know. And then we pan over to the news, and it talks about the bus, or the passenger bus, that was on fire. Then we go over to Kinsey, who is talking to the officer that is watching them, and the officer says that, you know, her mom has to stop sending food out to them. That's going to spoil his girlish figure. And she makes mention that, you know, my uncle's the one that does all the cooking. So,
and the cop's like, oh.
Yeah. He asks what the firefly, what's up with the fireflies in the jar. And Kinsey makes mention that, you know, Bo just likes to have lightning bugs. And mom doesn't like him outside, so she's trying to help him catch some so that they can go inside quick.
And then the cop pretty much tells him, like, you know, he doesn't think that anything bad's going to happen to Boat in his own backyard.
Yeah, because before it transitions. He's out front, and there's 1,000 miles of oceans to the back of the house. It's not like anything's going to happen.
And yeah.
And then it transitions straight to the woman from the well, having climbed out of it and has captured Boat and is...
Well, not really captured, just, you know, is
holding him,
covering his mouth.
Trying to keep him silent.
Yeah.
And it just seems very...
suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She asks if he can promise not to scream, and he's like, well, what if I do? And she says, I'll throw you down the well. And I don't want to do that. But he basically calls her a liar, saying that you said you couldn't get out of the well. And she reiterates, actually, Bode, I said I couldn't climb out of the well. And that was true. I didn't climb. Which makes me wonder how the hell she got up there. I mean, I know she's an echo, but it's more like she just floated.
Right.
But she is trying to convince him, like, look, I just want out of the well house.
But she says she's going to climb out of the well, but if you look back at the picture, it looks like she's climbing to me.
She's climbing over the ledge.
That's still climbing. Doesn't
anyway. she tells Bo that she just wants to get out of the key house, out of the well house, but she needs the anywhere key. And Bo's like, I don't know where it is. She says, your father took pains to make that one hard to find, as if any of the keys in this place could stay lost. You're a smart boy, Bode. I think by now you already know how we're going to find it. Then she says to Bode that, I'm glad you came down to see me tonight. You saved me a step. I was going to have Sam bring you to me. And Bode starts freaking out, like, Sam, oh no. Like, I think at this point he knows that Sam is on the way here, because Bode's not dumb either. He may have delusions of grandeur on some things, but he's a smart kid.
And he also dreamt of the truck and the bus that Sam was traveling on.
I don't think
to
he,
a degree.
Yes, I don't think he put those two together, but that's how Sam got there. But
sure,
it probably did give some indication of importance, because I mean, us as an outside observer, we know that's all important.
Yes,
and it takes him a bit to put all the pieces together. And we see that in Head Games when they gets the head key and we look into his head. So he's talking to his echo and...
To the echo.
To the echo, thank you. And he asks what she is, like who she is. And she says, my names are Legion, Bode. But I'll tell you what, in a place called Once Upon a Time, your daddy would have done anything to make me happy. And before tonight is over, you're going to feel the same way.
We pan over to Kinsey walking around the, it looks like a fountain,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the, their garden, their yard,
just on their property.
But she sees a flashlight, assumes it's, you know, Bode. She's like, hey, did you catch, you know, fireflies? I got some here, but they're fast. And she says, will you quit shining that in my eyes? And then she gets hit in the face with the flashlight, and we find out that it's Sam,
and he just
beats the hell out of her with it.
Yeah,
and then
so she starts. He's carrying her back to the house.
Yeah,
he overhears somebody talking in the cellar, so he decides to go down there and see who it is, and sees. He sees Duncan. I mean, he doesn't know it's Duncan, but he sees Duncan at the door, talking to somebody inside, which we find out it's Nina.
She's trying to pick a bottle of wine.
Yeah, he's literally just talking. She's not paying any attention to him. Because she is, I don't want to say it drunk, but she's a drunk. And Duncan's just kind of starting to have some pity on himself for allowing her to drink all the time.
Right, I mean, he probably feels guilty because he did hand her that glass of wine the first day he got here. Or she got there. Yeah. I mean, he feels like he's maybe responsible.
He's in the, he's become an enabler. Yeah.
Well, not to mention that he was the one that brought, you know, the wine down there with Kinsey. You know, the
right.
Well, yeah, but they had a bunch of wine anyway. But yes.
So now he's trying to make up for it by trying to, at least in a half-hearted way, discourage her from drinking more.
Yeah. But it doesn't really help.
Bad, okay.
But it doesn't really help. But he goes in there, and as he gets into the wine cellar itself, he hears something behind him, and he goes to look, but Sam shuts the door on them and locks it, and basically locks them in the cellar. And then he drags Kinsey's limp body downstairs. Nina is using her cane that she has had to try and get out. So she's like swinging at the door, trying to bang on it, trying to get anybody's attention. Tyler hears something and decides to finally go investigate. But as he goes into the basement, he is met with Sam holding a gun to his face. Tyler says that there's a cop out front and, you know, he'll come. All he's got to do is come up the driveway to the house. And Sam's like, oh, you better stay where he's at, because if I see any cops, your family dies. And this is between us, Tyler, and maybe I'll only kill a few of you. And then he kicks Sam off of the landing over the banister onto the floor of the basement. Editor's note, Sam kicked Tyler over the banister, not the other way around. Just wanted to come in and correct that. Speaking of the corrections, I was mistaken earlier when I said that Al was the only one we had seen die on the paper. Earlier in, I think, issue 3, we saw Sam stab the scissors into the guard at the juvenile detention center. So that's 2 deaths that we saw up to this point. The rest were off-panel. Alright, back to the issue. Tyler sees Kinsey all beat up and covered in blood, and then Sam starts... He bashes Tyler with a...
broken bit of wood?
Yeah.
From the railing that he just kicked him through.
And so... we've got Sam yelling through the door. He's got the gun put up against Tyler's head. And he's yelling to Nina that he wants to know where the keys are at. He knows they're in the house. He knows they're there somewhere. And that if they don't give them to him, her family's going to die. So the Echo realizes that it's time for everything is going down right now. Because... there is no sound coming from anywhere.
Nobody's looking for Bode, basically.
Exactly. It's been well over, 20 minutes? 30 minutes? Or a half an hour? And no one's come to look for him. So she pushes him out the door and says, you know, you need to go find the key, and I promise I will allow Sam to do no more harm to your family this evening. I told you, Bode, I don't make promises lightly, but when I do, I always keep them. So Bo jumps out of the wild house. He goes running to the house. And the Echo is sitting there in the wild house, just waiting. And that is the end of that issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Lock and Key.